You're listening to Vatican Radio.
Bishop Robert Munch of Baton Rouge, the Louisiana state capital, where three policemen were shot dead by an African-American former Marine, said the mood in the city was somber and described how the Catholic Church and community leaders are attempting to calm racial tensions. Tensions had been running high in Baton Rouge since July the 5th, when an African-American man was shot dead by police there, prompting days of angry protests by the African-American community. Bishop Munch spoke to Susie Hodges about the challenges facing the city and what the church is doing to promote dialogue and healing.
Well, the mood is somber. It is prayerful. It is reflective. And while we, like any community of faith and other communities, in our humanness are always working to do better and to be better, I believe we have a very blessed community of faith, and I'm very proud of our church, and I'm very proud of our local community. And I believe, and it's important maybe for people to understand, that this most recent shooting of police officers was perpetrated by someone who came to us outside of our community, outside of our state.
And how badly do you think this incident will set back efforts to improve those relations between police and the black community in the city?
Well, I think just the opposite. I think it has and will be seen as a great opportunity for greater communication, dialogue, prayer, and understanding of the challenges that we experience. And I believe that I can tell you that the people of the church from who I can even more directly speak, basically have no hostility toward people of different races. And actually, our churches are very united and oftentimes have cooperative efforts among one another in terms of things of faith and things of the community.
Can you give us some concrete examples of how the church is trying to heal those tensions then and bring about better race relations?
First of all, we are praying and we are working. This week, we're in the middle of a week of fasting and prayer and reflection individually as well as collectively. And this coming Sunday, we're going to have a mass in our cathedral church and hours of adoration of the Blessed Sacrament following and inviting people to come in and to pray. We're also working to foster communication dialogue as members of the Catholic faith, along with other faiths and other denominations in a cooperative way. And there's a good response by everybody, as far as I'm concerned.
What lessons do you think can be drawn from this event, which of course was preceded also by the shooting on July the 5th of a black man by police officers, which triggered days of demonstrations? So this has been a simmering issue, hasn't it?
We are a member of a world community, and in today's communication and technological advances, neighbor is our world, that people who live in different places with all this communication that goes on, how that is perceived. So I think we would be misrepresenting if we thought this community has a special hostile relationship among races, between races. That is not true. The circumstance, however, it has been very volatile by the circumstance of what's going on in our society and the tensions that people feel. And that's something that we need to address as fellow humans as well as members of the church. And we're getting a good response to a commitment to work cooperatively and to communicate with one another so that we have a better understanding of how everybody feels, not only with regard to racial differences, but human differences.
That was Bishop Robert Munch of Baton Rouge, Louisiana.